इतिहास द इंडियन हिस्ट्री पॉडकास्ट।
हाय एंड वेलकम बैक टू दिस स्पेशल सेगमेंट कॉल्ड द फाइव ईयर फेस्ट हियर एट इतिहास। सो इन आवर लास्ट एपिसोड वी सॉ दैट इंडिया हैड इट्स फर्स्ट जनरल इलेक्शन इन 1952, the mammoth task that having these elections was, and also the smaller interesting election stories. We now move to the second general election. So what was India like from 1952 to 57? There were so many things happening on so many levels. For example, the country was full of linguistic disputes. You know how we had provinces, and then after the accession and integration of so many princely states in the country, the geography was all complicated. That is also because geography is never only geography. It is also the history, the culture, the society and the politics associated with it. So there were strong demands for carving out separate states based on languages. The States Reorganization Commission was set up, and it was during this phase that India got its states more or less as they are known today. The demands for separate states based on languages were so strong that there were people like Poti Sri Ramulu. Now, who is this man? He is the one who famously led the hunger strike for the creation of a separate Andhra Pradesh, the separate state for Telugu-speaking population to be carved out of Madras Presidency. And unfortunately, he lost his life in that process. And then, you know, it's the usual story of riots, very strong demands, and ultimately, the carving out of a separate state based on language. Then, on the other hand, we had finished our first five-year plan and had just begun with the second. Now, this is when the field of higher education was given great importance. All our IITs and IIMs, the premier higher education institutes of the country, came about. The Nehru government, along with higher education, also decided to take up solid infrastructure projects in a big way. The term he coined while giving a go-ahead to the Bhakra Nangal Dam is very, very well known. He called dams as the temples of modern India. All of us have read that. Apart from this, Hindu personal law reforms were passed in 1955 for laws related to marriage, succession, and owning property. We have to understand that since majority of the Indian population was Hindu, legal reforms have a great, great impact with reference to the elections. Then internationally, India had just been a part of something historic, known as the Non-Alignment Movement or NAM. This is historic because it was a group of countries, all of whom were newly independent, large in population, absolutely underdeveloped, and yet they decided not to align with either the USA or the Soviet bloc during the famous Cold War years. We have to agree that it was really a bold move. Of course, there were internal problems too. Providing enough food for this huge population was a severe challenge. We have actually discussed that in one of our previous episodes on Green Revolution. Insecurity of food loomed large, and we unfortunately did not yet have any answer to that. Or despite having a majoritarian government, Nehru had to fight a lot of battles within his party with people who belong to slightly different ideologies. Now, on the background of all of this, the elections took place in 1957 over a period of 3.5 months from February 24th to June 9th. There are some interesting anecdotes about this election too. For example, out of 403, 91 constituencies had 2 seats. Yes, this sounds absurd today when we are used to having a single seat from a single constituency. Oh yes, and of course, a single candidate from 2 constituencies as well. But this is different, what I'm talking about. These constituencies had 2 seats. One reserved for a candidate from the scheduled castes or scheduled tribes, and 1 general candidate with no reservations. The earlier Lok Sabha, the first ever Lok Sabha, had some 3-seat constituencies too, which the system was abolished later and brought down to 2. And then eventually this 2-seat scheme was also discontinued from the next elections. Then Atal Bihari Vajpayee won his first general election from Balrampur. Congress again swept these polls and consolidated its hold over electoral politics. This is also the year where highest number of independent candidates winning has been recorded. These elections saw 42 independent candidates winning, which has never happened thereafter till date. And one more interesting thing. Legend has it that the first ever instance of booth capture in the elections was reported in Bihar in Rachiari. And as we all know, the fashion very well continues. They say that the local don of Begusarai was hired by many political parties thereafter to capture booths. And this continues till date. But of course, they don't call it booth capture today. It is known by, as you say, a much more sophisticated name, booth management. Well, that's all folks for the second general elections. We meet again in the next episode with some interesting stuff about the elections after that. So keep listening. Stay tuned.